Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Julie Renee, and you're listening to 100% Healthy, the show that's really dedicated to getting you information about being 100% healthy, happy, wealthy, and in love with your life. And today's topic is how to avoid self-sabotage. And you know, this is a subject near and dear to most people's hearts because it isn't like we on purpose or intentionally create difficult moments for ourselves or actually on purpose intentionally disempower ourselves. Today we're going to be talking about why self-sabotage happens and some of the elements to be looking for to change that permanently so that you can be clear, focused, on track, and in love with your life every moment of every day. And this morning we're going to start the show with a beautiful affirmation. It's part of a novena for transforming love on the planet. It comes from an old book by a Christian mystic, Carol Parrish. And throughout the show, we'll be using some of the affirmations that are found in that novena. I greet this day with love in my heart. I embrace all of humanity, seeking qualities to admire. Though I have often been unable to see clearly, with love, I will tear down the walls of separation which have been built. In their place, I will build bridges of connection. I love the ambitious, for they inspire me to greater action. I love those who fail, because they teach me endurance. I love the young, for the faith they hold, the elders, for the wisdom they offer. I embrace the ugly and the beautiful, the rich and the poor, the meek and the bold. I acknowledge the spark of divinity that resides in each life that I meet. I greet this day with love in my heart. I'd like you to just take a moment, and I'd really love to encourage you to close your eyes and rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra and really heat up the palms of your hands. What we're doing is activating the hand chakras. And once your hands, the palms have gotten nice and warm, I'd like you to take the right hand and put it over your heart chakra and then put the left hand over the right in a universal mudra of self-love and self-acceptance. And we'll start with the greeting. I greet this day with love in my heart. And you can say that silently to yourself. I greet this day with love in my heart. And feel the presence of love connecting you with all others. And next, I'd like you to affirm, I love myself. And really feel that love. Your eyes closed, your hands over, embracing your heart. Feel the love you have, the appreciation you have for yourself. I trust myself. I express my unique self. And just feel as the shifts are happening in the body, feel the love, trust, and permission to be your unique self, flooding through every cell of your body, feeling yourself more present, more able, capable, connected, more loving than you ever have been in your life. Breathing in a few breaths of pink energy, pink and gold energy, actually makes you younger, heals you, love, brings love in. Pink and gold energy, breathing in and out, releasing any toxins, any disconnections, anything that would make you less connected with yourself. We begin today by talking about what it means to self-sabotage. And I can promise you that 99% of self-sabotage is done unconsciously. Maybe 1% is done because you're angry with yourself. But if you're a person who's tuned in and saying, every once in a while I wonder what happens to me because all of a sudden I can see myself working against myself and I have no idea what's up. Well, let me tell you that what is up may have nothing to do with your conscious self or your spirit or your physical body. We're going to look in an area that people never look in, and it's an area of the human blueprint that is our beginning. And we've talked about this on other shows. In the beginning was the Word. This is from Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word, sometimes referred to as the Logos, exists even before Spirit. So the Word, whatever those words are, those thought forms that we have gathered and collected from lifetime to lifetime, from this life, from all the positive, the negative interactions, the Word as it impresses on us. So it might be black magic from others or ourselves. We tell ourselves, that's the way it is, I'm getting old, I can't do this, I'm not capable, I don't know anything about marketing, I'm a failure. We tell ourselves those kinds of things. That's black magic. That goes into this storehouse, which is perception, which is the core of our being. We are defined by perception. That is where all of the programs, the words that program us, define us, exist. So curses from others can program us. And that's where I'm going to tell you curses and black magic tend to be the issues at hand when we're looking at self-sabotage. Also, memes, which is group mind, and miasms, which is group mind virus. So where a whole group would get together and persecute one group of people, perhaps, you know, when you think about the Nazis and the Jews, or you think about South Africa and the oppression. But it happens in every single country. These were just blatantly obvious, horrible miasms where a whole group, committed genocide on another group. So think about miasms being group mind and could be kind of not really larger than life. I mean, it could be like something that you're not really conscious of, but it's in there. It's a program that's in your genetic heritage or your family programming, but that group mind. And then thought forms. And thought forms can also collect and impress upon us. Why would we allow negative thought forms to have a place in perception? And this is a really important question to be asking. So this might be already where you're at. It's like, well, I'm not in agreement to anything that would prevent me from, you know, being in love with my divine complement. I'm not in agreement to having anything block my success in business. I'm not in agreement to having anything block my 100% healthy life my highest brain function. And yet, we are and plug into systems, even in this era, that are group mind systems that have lower information. So no one's fault. It's just, you know, what we do. So let me show you a little bit about how group mind and group virus and group hypnosis and thought forms permeate an area of life, and how you might be able to just kind of easily shift and improve your circumstances in a particular area. Since this is a show that I just popped up, I realize that there won't be an audience to call in, very likely. If you are listening live, which would be a big surprise because I haven't promoted it yet, so I welcome you. If you are listening live, you're welcome to call in. The call-in number is 818-572-2938. So you're welcome to call in, and we'll work with you on an area of perception that you are experiencing as a block. In the meantime, what I think I'm going to do is look into my field and look into perception for myself and just use myself as a guinea pig, so just be very transparent. Now, in the area of self-sabotage, the first thing we do, and I've already cleared this long ago, is we make sure that you 100% live in your body. You 100% own your body, and 100% are your body. So there are elements of the blueprint you want to have ownership in full force in all of those areas. So that's long time cleared for me, but that might not be cleared for you. And that would be the first place to start in perception is I own my body 100%. I'm in my body 100%. I am my body 100%. And so that just gives you a new kind of power. So we're going to look at, let's look at a block in wealth. And I've cleared lots of them, so I'm going to have to be kind of creative to find one. But this will be good because it'll show self-sabotage where it might come from if you have a block here and you're trying to do something. So one of the things I've really wanted to do, I owned a house years ago, and there was no agreement, especially with my family, that I should own this house. And I sold it and never bought another house. And so there were a lot of blocks to purchasing another house. And I haven't owned a house since. I own three timeshares. I own, you know, a lovely luxury car, and I rent a condo. So one of the things I've been working on clearing is any blockages to buying property, talking to a mortgage broker and a real estate agent. I'm in communication now. So this would be a great place to look at, are there more blocks around owning my own home? And one of the things I found when I was on this research project last week, was that there were thousands of blocks around me as a woman owning property and really being secure and safe. And, you know, it's partly my age group, the younger ones, you in your 30s probably don't have as much of a block as people who are maybe the next generation up. So let's see, let's ask in a different way. Are there any blocks to me easily and naturally getting a mortgage? Okay, and so there are blocks in perception around easily and naturally getting a mortgage. So let's see. So we start by muscle testing, and what I'm doing is looking into perception and muscle testing 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. So there are 5,000 blocks around me easily and naturally getting a mortgage. And you'll get this if you're an entrepreneur, you're self-employed. You feed that monster as well as everybody else feeding it, which is, oh, it's going to be difficult for me to get a mortgage because, you know, I have this corporation, and then I don't pay myself a lot because I put it into the corporate, blah 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 blah. So you feed that it's too hard to do, just by your thoughts, just like yes, I know, and you know that yes, that is the information. That's the first thing they told me is, oh, it's going to be difficult to qualify you, even though your income's high enough, you know, because of blah blah blah. So let's go ahead. And for anybody who's listening, and this includes you future listeners, I realize that I very likely don't have live listeners right now, but I will have listeners this week. You're listening now to this. And thank you so much. Our last episode had over 4,000 listeners. I'm really so touched and inspired by all of you who are really sincerely interested in improving your life and are, you know, seeking mentors. And I'm just completely honored and touched and moved by your trust and your faith and really taking the time to listen. Thank you so much. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I am doing a hand movement, which my right hand is, it kind of looks like it's shaking. It's a clearing process, so it's, actually, if you look into YouTube, you'll find examples down from last year, probably, on me teaching how to make that movement with your hands. And there's an example also on how to muscle test. If you check out YouTube and look down for Julie Renee and muscle testing, and I think that they're, sorry, I don't know the titles of those. I'll see if I can pop them, write them in, or put the links in to the Blog Talk player so that you'll have them. So you can do this for yourself. Okay, we're down to, we started with 5,000 blocks to easily and naturally getting a mortgage. Oh, I got another idea, which is really great. So as this is clearing, you know, there's another thing about easily and naturally getting a mortgage, but what if you have to get a easily and naturally get the highest mortgage, you know, highest interest rate with the worst terms? So we'll clear the interest rate and terms so you get a mortgage that's 100% great for you. We'll do that one also. And this will actually affect those who are listening. I like you to have the I love myself. I live in my body. I'm 100% ownership of body, and in I am my body. Those three clearings are really important because they really set the stage for manifesting in a big way. Okay, let's see. We done? Okay, and then we're just down to the last 30 thought forms and memes, miasms, whatever the blocks are. And sometimes it'll come down to that where you get down to the bottom and there are things that are stuck or there are little mechanisms that hold these curses in place. And so I use a different technique, which is a hand spinning technique and then a shake. You spin and you shake, and that with your hand, so it's a spin and shake. I should do a TV show so you guys can see what I'm doing. I'll think about that. So I'm just moving the last of those unwanted blockages on obtaining a mortgage easily and naturally. One, two left. We're almost there. It's kind of fun to do something different, completely out of the ordinary. You know why Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, and T. Harv Eker, Jack Canfield, why these guys, their techniques, they're so, you know, right, spot on, is that they're creating new thought forms and new perceptions. And so the only trouble is that they aren't clearing away the old thought forms. The perceptions that are already there are there, and they're piling them on top. And I am such a fan of all of these guys. who really they speak it. They, you can do this, you can do this, but you have to work so hard because you've got to keep, you know, affirming and affirming and affirming and affirming and affirming and affirming, like you're laying down a new freeway or laying down new railroad tracks, and you got to do it over and over and over again, thousands of times. And the reason is that if you think about building a skyscraper, and you're building it on a city dump, so imagine that there are 5,000 things preventing you from easily and naturally getting a mortgage. So imagine that being 5,000 bags of trash. And you want to build a skyscraper, you want to create your dreams, and you have to build it. If you build it without removing the 5,000 bags of trash, you're not really going to get any kind of foundation. You will be able to potentially build some part of a skyscraper, but it may fall down because the foundation is the perception that exists now. Now, I know this sounds so, like, counterintuitive in some way. Like, why in the world would the human blueprint have a system where there'd be these things that would stop me from being successful? And all of those things, when I started looking at years ago, maybe 9, 10 years ago I was looking at this, it was a picture around weight. And if you look at me in Facebook, you'll see that I have a very trim, curvy figure, but I'm not 100 pounds overweight. And yet my genetics or my family line has a real issue with obesity. And I was able to early on say, I'm going to clear that picture. I'm going to take that picture of weight, and I'm just not going to be in agreement to it. I'm not going to have it. And so I cleared it in my DNA. That's actually something I should clear in perception too. So I took it out of DNA, and the amazing thing that happened was Spirit, my grandmother, and five of my female genetic line who had passed away showed up in a vision to me while I was removing that DNA. And they said, no, that fat DNA is there, and they didn't say it in those words, but the DNA that causes you to be overweight was there to protect us so that we could survive, because I came from a poor family, and if you had typhoid fever or scarlet fever, they wanted me to live. And if I had meat on my bones, I would survive. And if I were thin, I would die. And so many people with the obesity gene or the weight gene, where as you mature, you get bigger and bigger and bigger, that was actually there to protect you, to keep you alive longer. So in the same way, we have things to protect us from getting involved with things that are unsafe or were unsafe at one point for us, might have caused us to have a real problem. So the cool thing is to not do any battle with that which is in the way, but rather to thank it for the information and clear it and let it go, because you are now in a new place. You're now in a place of safety. You can support yourself. You have great health care. You have great health habits. You're not in a place where you would slip away because you got some kind of epidemic. So we're addressing right now, and the perception for me and for all of you who had that issue is cleared in the area of getting a mortgage easily and simply, naturally, simply and naturally. We're going to shift and do another one of our affirmations, and then we'll go to the second part of that. And I had no idea I was going to do a mortgage show, so just seemed to come up. Feel free, if you are listening and you want to call in and have a conversation around a self-sabotage situation, you're welcome to call in. The number is 818-572-2938. And we will be making this opportunity available in the future again, so not to worry. And the show is switching around. We do have it. I'm posting it at different times during the summer, doing a lot of traveling. And so we're just getting in a show when we can, when I can. So, okay, here's another one of the affirmations. I greet this day with love in my heart. This is the great secret of joy. Only the unseen power of love can open my heart to all others and their hearts to me. I will make love my most effective tool, bringing happiness to others and to myself. I give and I receive the abundance of love that is needed in my life that I might bless and be blessed. I know the great secret of joy, and life is transformed. I greet this day with love in my heart. And again, just take a moment, breathing in and out. Let your eyes close. Put your hands over your heart. And just take in, I greet this day with love in my heart, knowing that this is the great secret of joy. Beautiful. All right, and we're looking yet again into the field of perception, and the show today is about overcoming self-sabotage. I am Julie Renee, your host, and I am talking about the human blueprint, the divine human blueprint, and we talk about perception. Perception is the thought forms that program us and really determine how we experience everything in life. Thoughts, and then we go to essence, which is spirit, soul, life force. Spirit, that which is light that comes with us from lifetime to lifetime. Soul, that which protects spirit, the chalice. Soul is the chalice of the spirit, and life force is the vibrancy that we bring forth from lifetime to lifetime. And what lives out connects with our body in such a profound way. Matter is our physical body, including cells, glands, and organs, DNA, and the fluid around the cells, glands, and organs, the skin, the nervous system. Everything that makes us physical is matter. Then we have, amazingly, the energy body, which is programmed from the DNA and grows out of the physical body, the energy systems, including the meridians, the chakras, the aura, the golden rings, which are your halo, the access points, the human access portal where the spirit comes in and out of the body, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and all the energy systems. And then finally, in the human blueprint, we have the fields, and we'll be talking about the fields in a future show. But for now, just know that there is a quantum field and the field of origin and several other fields. I'm very excited to be exploring this with you. By the way, if you like more information about me and my work, you can go to www.julierenee.com and check me out on the web. I'm happy to hear from you. I'd love to hear what topics you would be interested in. Always interested in giving you exactly what you're looking for. And I do have a wonderful opportunity. Many of you have been partaking in the One Days. And this is a VIP day with me. You're able to come in to my home. And in that day, we reboot your brain. We work with perception. We get your brain all five of your brains, your reptilian survival brain, emotional brain, creative, logical, and genius brains, all to 100%, and start a cascade of new cell growth in the brains. And this is pretty remarkable. Seeing real complete miracles with people who have brain injuries, and actually complete miracles with people who are just stuck, who are going through a little depression, having difficulty with work, changing the perception and then changing the brain, the nervous system, the energy body helps you to be clear and focused, but also to magnetize in, and that is without effort, magnetize in that which you are really longing for, desiring, because your field, your what is around you, what is surrounding you, gets back into sync and harmony with your true nature. This is a pretty exciting day. Those are meant to, those Elite One days are meant to be experienced one at a time, but you would think about doing 3 to 8 of those over the course of a year to get yourself completely to 100%, especially if you have health issues. Okay, so back to self-sabotage. And so I would say that one of the things that just looks like, because I've really wanted to buy a house for 10 years, and even a few years back, I bought a house with a fiancé, and he pulled out, and it immediately everything fell apart. And it definitely looked like self-sabotage again, or maybe a combined self-sabotage with both of us, because I was so completely committed to the purchase. And yet, when I said I will sign a contract that says that I totally take over the responsibility, like, it just didn't work out. It just fell apart. So what happened in there to make the house go away? And now looking at properties and thinking about what would I like to do. And by the way, you should be clearing, if you're looking at a house, you should be looking at getting into a house that supports you 100%, that supports your physical body, your love life, your emotional body, your career. It should support you 100%. I know my feng shui gal said that my house that I live in is like a D. It really doesn't support me, and I agree with her. It's like maybe 20 to 30% if I test that it supports my needs. And so I'm in this sweet little condo that, you know, I've done everything to improve the energy, especially on the inside. Yet, it's really not ideal for the powerhouse that I am. So you'd want to, which I have done, clear so that your perceptive field allows you to not self-sabotage, and yes, you buy your house, but it doesn't really support you. You're in the wrong neighborhood, or there's, you know, termites in the house, or there's serious plumbing problems. Those are all things that don't support you and are outer. There are inner things, too. The feng shui people are experts on how energy moves in a house, and how that matches up with who you are based on your astrology or your birth date. So I think that that's a fascinating science. Okay, so let's look and see if there's anything in perception where I would bring in the wrong mortgage. Now, I know you might be kind of a little bit confused thinking, but you're not really self-sabotaging. Somebody else is providing the mortgage for you. But let's just look at this with complete responsibility. If I have a program running very strongly to bring in a D-type mortgage, a very bad kind of a mortgage, and that I'd have to tolerate a bad mortgage, so I got a mortgage. We cleared that I could get a mortgage, but then I get a mortgage that's not good for me. Do you see how that's self-sabotaging, even though you're not consciously doing anything? It's the same way with self-sabotage, isn't it? You're not consciously doing something, and yet you think there should have been something I could have done to prevent getting this bad mortgage. Well, this is it. This is the thing. And it actually is, it works with relationships. It works with career. It works with investments. Clearing the bad and then setting up checkpoints for, you know, 100% you're going to be in a much better position. So let's see, am I in a position to get a bad mortgage? Yes. And how many blocks are there on getting a fantastic 100% good for me mortgage? 8,000. So there's 8,000 blocks for me getting a good mortgage. So I'm going to clear that. And so some of you might have that issue too. And that's going to take a little bit of time. So we can talk a little bit more about perception as I take time to clear this. Perception, let's see, we've talked about it as thought forms, black magic. You know who talks about black magic quite a bit is Don Miguel Ruiz in his Four Agreements, and he has some advanced books. I think he has like 6 books out now, Don Miguel Ruiz. I'm such a fan of his, and his work is really wonderful and simple and easy and to the point. And actually, one of his publicists is one of our followers, so really, really love them. So he talks about black magic as using your words against yourself, and that was one of the things that I'm talking about with you. And it goes a little further than just using your words against yourself. It's the apathy or the way that you accept this is the way that it has to always be. And so if you are achy and arthritic, you may have the only choice is, you know, either medications or put up with it. It's never going to get better. And that is self-sabotaging you from really creating a shift back to good health in your joints. If you have a problem with technology and, you know, everything you try is confusing, and so you just say, I just don't understand technology, that is self-sabotaging and black magic. I hear so many people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s saying, oh, social networking is not for me. I don't know anything about it, I don't know how it works, and I don't want anything to do with it. That is really self-sabotaging. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to be successful in your business, you need to be on the social networks. You need to be connected with others and really impacting others in a beautiful way, interacting with others in a beautiful way so they get your message. Let's see, perception and black magic, other things. So black magic can be put on you like a curse from another. So it could be people, you know, talking about you behind your back and saying things that are unkind. Sometimes that will go into the perceptive area. But black magic is often things that we do to ourselves unwittingly or unknowingly. So when you look at your conversations and your thoughts about yourself, be loving with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Kind of a popular technique for the coaches to get you into feeling upset with your life and in pain about something so that you can make a shift. And that's a common way to get momentum going is, I'm going to change because I can't stand my life. If you're part of that technique or you use that technique, I want you to get people moving into possibility as quickly as possible, because that pain part really solidifies in perception, and so then there's another imprint of something negative in perception. And I get it. I get that there are people who are stuck and they need momentum, and you've got to find the fuel for the momentum. You've got to light a fire and out of the ashes, create something new. I do get that. But the thing is, thought forms are not disappearing on their own. They do not actually turn into ashes. They just turn into yet one more thing in the perceptive field unless you're conscious enough to change it. So just understand that as you think, so does this information go into the field. And I've been kind of curious about the popular situation with movies, really traumatic, scary movies, and TV. Like the popular shows are all about killing and, you know, detectives, but it's all like there's all this death and trauma stuff. And I think that group mind is being affected in a profound and negative way with all of this mass media and even the games, the children's games, where it's and they're not children's games, they're really scary, violent games. How that affects your perception and how that permanently affects your perception. Oh, perfect. And since I had already cleared the 30 blocks with the mechanisms and the stuck stuff in the last clearing, there were none in this clearing. So now, are there any blocks for me getting a 100% great for me mortgage? No. Okay. And so you see that that is a shift now in perception for me. So when I do go and get my mortgage, it'll be easier for me to get a mortgage that's really going to be good for me because my own perception is set higher. The bar is set much higher. And just this morning, just in this last few minutes, we've cleared 13,000 blocks in perception in preventing me from getting a really excellent mortgage for my house. So that's how fast it goes. It goes really fast. If you are listening and would like to call in, the number is 818-572-2938. And we're talking about perception and self-sabotage. I'd like to go to the next affirmation. And so you want to just sit back again, take a deep breath, put your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right, breathing in and out. Let your eyes close. I greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth, I will look on all life with love. I realize the rebirth within myself. I love the sun, and it warms me. Yet, I love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I welcome happiness, for it expands my heart. I endure sadness, for it teaches me compassion. I experience the challenges of my life as they aid in my growth. I greet this day with love in my heart. And just breathing in and out. And yet another wonderful affirmation. And thinking about what you're putting in your perceptive field now and the books that you're reading, the music that you're listening to, the time that you spend on technology, what is it that you're up to? And, you know, one of the beautiful things about improving perception is to go in and clear blocks and then also be laying down a good foundation of beautiful perceptions. And that is where, like, the Tony Robbins of our day, really, I think about his power hour. Which is, you know, you go for a walk and you put your headset in and you listen to Tony sing, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Yes, every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. Yes. And all I need is within me now. All the love I need is within me now. The happiness I need is within me now. All the bliss I need is within me now. All the connections I need are within me now. All the wealth I need is within me now. And I so thank you, God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for the people I love. Thank you for the flowers that bloom and the mountains that spring up around me. And thank you for this beautiful lake. And it goes on and on and on. And he, you know, over the course of an hour, reminds you to keep affirming the beauty, the joy, the happiness, the gratefulness, and really to energize your future with this powerful type of affirming and acknowledging and envisioning. And it's so fantastic to do that, and it's so right. And then it's also so right to clear the blocks and perceptions so you're not struggling. You don't have that hook, that self-sabotage, that, you know, that thing that, you know, you get knocked down a few notches and then you have to push yourself back up. And then you get knocked down a few notches and you push yourself back up. So if you clear the perceptive field, if you clear perception itself, and it's actually not a field, it's part of you, it's pre-spirit, it's that which is your logos, that which is the word, that which is the culmination of all the words, all the programs, all the thought forms that define you, that weigh on you, that impress your actions, your how you look at life, how you view life, how you experience life. Ever wonder why there are people who just naturally know that they're supposed to be wealthy? There are people who naturally know that they're supposed to be poor. Where in the world did that come from? You know, in this country, we say everybody was created equal, but everybody was created with different perceptions and different family programs. And there are families that are low down and there are families that are high up. Why is that? And when somebody is able to break free and move into a higher status, what has happened? How did they do that? And will it continue? Will they be able to stabilize in a higher state, in a higher station? I tell you that if you clear perception and you lay down a firm foundation with these good affirmations, with these good envisionings and appreciations and gratitude, this is your ticket out of self-sabotage and your ticket into your dream life. By the way, I have been writing for 6-7 weeks now on a wonderful book for you. It's called 100% You, and it will be out soon. I actually finished the first draft last night. I'm super excited. Today is a day of me scanning through the copy and adding and subtracting and, you know, tweaking. I'm really, really excited about this book coming out. It's an easy-to-understand guide to really getting into the beginnings of the blueprint. It's simple. It's not near as complex as my big book that was written last year. And for those of you who have been waiting for your Divine Human Blueprint, the publishers have asked me to shrink it. And I have great news for you. It finally is clear to me how to make the book more concise and tighten it up. It's about 500 pages right now. We're going to tighten it up to 250 pages. And in the last week, as I've been finishing up the 100% You book, I totally got the picture of what needs to happen with the Human Blueprint. So we're moving ahead on both books with great clarity, momentum, and enthusiasm. So that really completes the conversation that I wanted to have with you around self-sabotaging. I'd like to leave you with a final affirmation of love. And before I do, I'd just like to remind you that this is Julie Renee with 100% Healthy. You can find me and more about me on my website, julierenee.com. You can go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and sign up for a free 6-day wealth program, which includes a wonderful, very powerful meditation and daily lessons to help you catapult your wealth. I encourage you to go to miraculouslivingbeauty.com if you're interested in finding out more about how to reverse aging and really, if you're a woman and you want to be young and beautiful, there's a meditation program for improving your appearance. And it's 15 meditations done over 60 days. You'll look 10 years younger after you've done it. There's also a free series, a free video series on living a beautiful life. You can sign up for that on miraculouslivingbeauty.com. And visit us on Facebook, Julie Renee Doering, my official page, and like us. And we'd love to hear from you on Facebook. All right, well, that's all for now, and we'll just end with this final affirmation. I greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth, I look on life with love. I realize the rebirth within myself. I love the sun, and it warms me. Yet I love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I welcome happiness, for it expands my heart. I endure sadness, for it teaches me compassion. I experience the challenges of my life as they aid in my growth. I greet this day with love in my life. This day, I will love myself. As a result, I inspect all that enters my body, my mind, and my heart. I resist overindulgence and cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. I uplift my mind through the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. I refuse to become complacent. I fill myself with gratitude for the opportunities that come. I feed my spirit through meditation and contemplate the great mysteries of life. My heart unfolds and embraces all of life. My love blesses the earth. I greet this day with love in my heart. And with that, I greet you with love in my heart and send you off into your magnificent day. Until we meet again, bye-bye for now.